You're listening to The Voyager in association with Turkish Airlines on Monocle 24.
Hello and welcome to The Voyager here on Monocle 24. Monocle's travel show spotlighting outposts of opportunity for business, pleasure and inspiration all around the world. I'm Steve Bloomfield. This week we head to Antalya, where your guide is Monocle's Turkey Bureau Chief, Christopher Lord.
Flying into Antalya, you can see why this city is dubbed the gateway to the Turkish Riviera. It's got the turquoise Mediterranean coastline, an ancient landscape that looks like it's come straight out of the Odyssey, and there's slopes of shimmering pine trees that rise to the Taurus mountain range. But if you ask many people back in Istanbul about Antalya, they'll probably tell you that this is a city of gargantuan hotels and all-inclusives, a preferred bolt hole for Europe's packaged tourists. I'm Christopher Lord, and I want to show that there's another face to Antalya as this city prepares to welcome the world. Antalya is just an hour by plane from Istanbul and also has an international airport. In November, the city will host the G20 summit, welcoming the world's leaders to its shores. It's bagged next year's expo for horticulture, and on the day I land into Antalya, the mayor of the city, Menderes Terrell, is getting a hero's welcome at the airport. Antalya has just won a Communities in Bloom award in Canada, and they're pretty serious about their flowers around here. I'm going to get amidst the media scrum to catch a word with Mayor Terrell. So Menderes Bey, you have you're the world's most powerful leaders flying into Antalya for the G20 next month.
Yes.
Why is this city the perfect place to host the G20?
Antalya is always ready for the big organization. So G20 is so important for us, but we are really working so hard. So we studied our homework very well. So there is no problem. We will host them very well, and then we will say them after the meetings, bye-bye. And I'm sure that everyone will be so happy when they are leaving.
You've said before that you want Antalya to be a brand. You want Antalya to know this city like they know cities like New York, like they know Monaco, like places like that. What's your vision for the city? What's your strategy to make that happen?
Antalya has got a lot of advantages. So we have to pack them now to present to the world. As you see now, we got a very big award from Canada, and we will get more awards, I'm sure that. Antalya is a high-quality brand, and now we are just feel it in.
There's certainly big ambition around here, but I think it's about time that I see brand Antalya for myself. Taxici.
Merhaba.
Merhaba.
Kuleci, lütfen.
Tamam.
While I was waiting to speak to the mayor, one of his top aides told me that the most important thing to know about Antalya is that the city still ranks amongst the world's most visited, but the price of land here doesn't quite match up. This has underpinned a massive building boom, with all-inclusive resorts lining the coastline, and on this highway from the airport, I can see out the window fur shops, outlet malls, and all the trappings of mass tourism. But there is, I see, also change afoot. The mayoral aide told me that there are plans for a high-speed rail service from Ankara and Istanbul direct to Antalya. Meanwhile, next year's Expo and the G20 are all part of a plan to turn brand Antalya into something altogether different than the all-inclusive image in the years to come. Kuleci, or the old town along the harbourfront, is another part of that. Built by the Romans, this tightly packed warren of houses is evocative, if you can ignore the waft of leather from all the belt and jacket shops, but a new signage system points the way to the 2nd century Hadrian's Gate, as well as sites of ancient acumen, and these cobbled streets have certainly had a real spruce up. I'm outside the Alp Pasha Hotel, a secluded mingle of 18th century Ottoman houses that were restored in the 90s, and its manager, Ali Akçakaya, is a passionate exponent of this antiquated area.
In Ottoman buildings,
the most important things in the rooms, the high ceilings, with people in fresh, you know, big room, gives you big room, big atmosphere. The furnishes are designed in Antalya. The interior design, our designer, you don't believe, but it is from Belgium. Outside, the building design is Turkish. We make it in together European, Turkish culture all together now in the rooms, in the hotel. Benim istediğim Antalya, benim hayalimdeki kale içinde.
My personal desire for this district is more renovation works. There are still the citadel walls that need to be renovated. All of the people who earn money in this district want this district to be more cultural, more active, with more museums. Those who own establishments here have formed a group so that we can put these points to the mayor and the parliament of Antalya, and things are happening.
Bunlar en iyi şekilde ve en güzel bir şekilde gelen turistlere bunları göstermek.
Ali Akçakaya of the Alp Pasha Hotel. With this new face of Antalya in mind, just a short walk out of the old town is Antalya Kültür Sanat. Through some clever use of colourful tubing, this rather drab trade union building was levelled and brought back to life as an undulating facade of colour and a four-floor contemporary art museum.
Bence bu yaptığımız bina gerçekten Antalya'da bir...
I see the start of this cultural centre as a revolutionary moment in Antalya, in the cultural sense, because it has never happened before.
Hussein Barut is on the board of directors for the Antalya Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which has privately funded the Antalya Kültür Sanat. The museum opened in July and currently has shows by Picasso and photographs of Antalya by the Turkish master Ara Güler.
Kalite sekmesi mutlaka artacaktır. Antalya'daki
culture brings quality and we expect this will attract a different kind of tourist. And cultural centers like this are a form of prestige. If you look at the Istanbul Modern of the Sakıp Sabancı Museum, so if this cultural center picks up and the business community of Antalya and the public support it, then more holdings will open cultural centers that will add to the value of the city.
Hussein Barut. After a short break, we're going to go back to the land in Antalya, look ahead to next year's expo, and find out firsthand why Turkey's Mediterranean coast tastes so good.
Pack your bags, get ready for takeoff, and let Turkish Airlines take you on a journey to more than 270 destinations in over 100 countries around the world, including Antalya. Turkish flies there 232 times a week. With a fleet of more than 285 state-of-the-art aircraft, no destination is too far. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
Far from the sand and the surf, I'm out on the sticks of Antalya, looking out towards the Taurus Mountains, where the Expo 2016 is under construction. I'm seeing steel girders being slotted into place and angle grinders whirring as a 100-metre tower is erected in front of me in a huge pit, just in time for the Expo to open on the 23rd of April. I should say that this is a horticultural expo, so it's not a world expo. This is focusing in on green technology, on national gardens, inviting the world to come here and show the wealth of their soil, and that's what Antalya is trying to show as well. In a moment, I'm going to meet Haşmet Suiçmez. He's the Secretary General of the expo. He's going to explain a little bit about the vision for why this is coming to Antalya now.
This is a regional development project that leaves behind lots of infrastructure that can be used afterwards. It's also a business-to-business platform that presents the best practice around the world in the horticultural industry.
What's so special about Antalya's soil?
Antalya is naturally and historically a very valuable place. We get four real seasons here, which makes the soil prosperous and fertile. As Mustafa Kemal Atatürk said, this might be the most beautiful city in the world.
Dolayısıyla doğal bir cazibe merkezi.
I'm walking between dense thickets of rosemary to meet Hava Akgöz. Together with her siblings, she runs an organisation that connects smallhold farmers in this region and in Konya to create cooperatives that can get their organic produce to market. On her own 40 hectares, Hava grows fat pomegranates, naturally occurring herbs, and runs a guest house for the tourists that come to clamber up the surrounding hills. So Hava, what's the name of this beautiful fruit that we've got here in front of us?
Hunap.
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 Okay, let's give that a try. That's sweet, but it's starchy in its flavor as well.
Şimdi önce adım adım aslında bu işe ilk ağırlık ya da
education is very important to what we do. The people who support organic farming in these communities tend to be women, and first we tried to find out what they can produce, how the soil can be treated, and how to treat the production, and we take on the promotional side too. A cooperative should be formed so that they can sell it under one brand on the market stalls. When you become a cooperative, we do the packaging, the wholesale, but we're also trying to enable these whole farmers to sell their own stuff in the markets. And that's why we've been working with the municipality to open organic markets once a week.
Haftada bir o ürününü, organik ürünü pazarda satabilsin, sertifikalı ürünü.
Have Akkus of the Rasayana Organic Farm. I think it's time to taste some of this local bounty. Yedi Mehmet is an Antalya culinary institution. Overlooking the Mediterranean, about 20 minutes outside of town, this family-run spot began as a tiny tradesman restaurant and is today run by the founder's grandson, Mehmet Akdar.
Bizim imzamızı taşıyan...
We have a variety of special rice that's cooked under our brand and are well known for the seasonal dishes we cook. For example, this dish includes baby goat, while the special rice has almonds and liver in it.
Keçinin yavrusu vardır. Şimdi bizim iklim olarak ve toprak olarak...
The climate and soil in Antalya is a very good location to grow produce. Around 50% of Turkey's fruit and vegetable export is from Antalya. Due to this variety, we have our own local dishes specific to the Antalya region. Piyaz salad is one of the more well-known of these dishes. In 1935, my grandfather opened a restaurant with the name Yedi Mehmet, which had only a single table. Our guests expect service on a more personal level. If the food is good, then the rest follows.
Yemek iyi olduktan sonra diğerleri biraz daha geri planda kalabilir diyorlar.
Just an hour down the coast and 10 minutes by funicular into the sky, and I'm 2,400 meters above Antalya on Mount Olympios. I have to admit, the city and the sea have disappeared beneath a dense blanket of cloud. But I can see the Lyceum Path, one of Turkey's best hiking routes just below us, and you might also be able to hear the Russian on the bungee swing just behind me. There's certainly ambition here in Antalya. The mayor's office is trying to ready this city to receive the world. And there's also a sense among some of the smaller hotels here that they want to bring out a little bit of independent spirit too. This is still the gateway to Turkey's lush and varied Mediterranean coast. But whether it'll end up being the Miami of the Med, however, remains to be seen. For now, I suggest you just take in the view. For Monocle, high above Antalya, I'm Christopher Lord.
And that's all for this week's edition of The Voyager. My thanks to Christopher Lord in Antalya and Alex Funnell here in London. Next week on the programme, we're heading to Jakarta. I hope you can join us then. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Until we board The Voyager again, happy travels.